Hits 96, Chattanooga's number one hit music station. And I know it's actually kind of crazy. Less than a week away, big day coming up, November 5th, Election Day. So the election's on everyone's minds. And someone who knows that better than I do is William Newland of Chatham Matters joining me in studio. How are we doing, sir?
Hey, Gino, I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Election Day, it's fast approaching now. I know, that in fact, this week's wrapping up the early voting process. People have been getting those ballots in. You guys have been on top of it at chathammatters.com, telling everybody all the info they need to know. I know there's a voting guide posted up there that people can check out, and we'll get into that in a little bit. Sure. But you just had a pretty cool trip to the Election Commission to see really the behind the scenes of what goes down when it comes to the election. So real quick, tell us what the Election Commission is, just so people have an idea. And then, yeah, talk about your experience.
Yeah, so the Election Commission, it's it's a building off Amicable Highway. And, the Election Commission is a county, it is a department of Hamilton County. So there's an actual, board with five election commissioners on it. And then the Election Commission is an actual building, and they have staff there that are getting ready for Election Day. And so we took a trip over there last week, and we went into the back room of the Election Commission, this big warehouse that has, all of the machines that are the voting machines, the counting machines that are going to go out to all of the 92 precincts on Election Day, which is next Tuesday.
Yeah. So it's kind of like almost a Wizard of Oz type thing, getting to see behind the curtain?
Yes, peeking behind the curtain. Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, there was no wizard back there, unfortunately. But
but still quite the experience to be able to go and really see the work that's being done beforehand.
Yes, and then what they were doing that day was they were actually testing all of the machines. So they were feeding ballots that had been pre-randomly filled out, feeding them through the machines to make sure that the timing on the machines when they actually read, the little ovals, that it's going to the correct candidate. So they were doing that for every single one of the machines, and it was actually an independent accounting firm that acts as auditors for the elections. So after they're monitoring the testing and the whole process of bringing the machines out, and then after election, they do some auditing as well. So they were there running that. It was open to the public. Republicans, Democrat candidates could come and see what was going on too.
Right. So that's where it comes down to like the counting of it all, how those votes are tallied, how everything is processed. So it gets a little bit of insight on that. And then, of course, I think we were talking a little bit before we got on the air here, especially 4 years ago, there were so many headlines coming out about the security measures of things. Were actual votes being counted? Were late ballots coming in? All of that. So I'm sure you learned a little bit about the security measures that have maybe been upgraded or updated since the last big election.
Yeah, I think that's on everyone's mind. And they told us that after 2020, they did go back through all of their procedures and processes just to kind of reaffirm confidence in the process. And one thing they said is, Democrats and Republicans, representatives are there through every step of the process. So when they're doing these testing, there's Democrats and Republicans, looking at all of these test ballots that are going through each day of early voting, right? When they open the polls in the morning, they make sure that the vote tally is the same as it was from the day before. Right. When the machines actually get shipped out to all of the precincts on Election Day in return, there's Democrats and Republicans that are there for the whole process. So that was one of that key security measure that they have. Another one is actual physical seals on the voting machines, the counting machines. So it's like these literally zip ties that have numbers on them. And they say election security on them. And so every day those Democrats and Republicans check those seal numbers to make sure they're the same. Yep. And it's a way to prevent any tampering. So the seals are on, the actual place on the machine where the ballots are stored, and then also on the memory sticks, which are in each machine and actually have the vote tallies. So those memory sticks on election day, after the machines come back from the precincts, they'll cut the seals on those in the presence of the auditors, and then put those into the computers at the Election Commission to actually tabulate all of the results.
That's interesting stuff. Things that you wouldn't think about, especially after the last 4 years, we were kind of thinking, well, does my vote really matter? What's the deal here? Where is it going? Who processes it? So it probably was a nice kind of a relief in a way to kind of see the security measures that were in place.
Absolutely. It was really interesting. And, what they said was they get messages from people who have concerns about the security of their ballot. And what they say is they tend to invite those people to come be poll workers, to literally get in there, see what all of the training is like, what the process is actually like. And they said folks tend to come away without those concerns once they see everything.
Yeah, I can imagine. Sometimes that peek behind the curtain can go a long way and makes you feel a lot better about that process. So that's very cool that you were able to go and enjoy that. So coming up next week, November 5th, big day. Like we said, early voting's kind of coming to an end at this point. People are getting ready for the big election day. Since you are here, let's talk about just a little bit about what people should remember for that big day, what they should have with them. And I know you have a lot of information, too, on your website, too. But what should people remember as they walk into the polls?
Yeah, just a few reminders. One thing is, as you said, early voting ends this week. October 31st, Halloween, is the last day for early voting.
Tomorrow, yep.
And people maybe don't know, but you can go. There are six precincts that are open, including the Election Commission, and you can go to any of those to vote early. And then on Election Day, you need to look up where your polling place is, because there's one specific to your address. That's definitely something to remember. And a couple other reminders. You have three chances to actually cast your ballot, which is something I learned. So, like, let's say you're voting president and you accidentally fill in two circles, or, you know, the machine doesn't read a circle that you put in. You will, you know, they'll cash out that ballot. They'll get rid of that one and they'll give you a new one. You have three chances to do it. I actually know someone who,
there you go,
you know, had
got
to
all
have
three
one.
Strikes.
No,
three
not that.
Three
strikes and you're out. That's how they do it at the Election Commission. Another thing to note is there's no campaigning allowed within 100 feet of a polling place. So that also applies to folks. If you're wearing, you know, a shirt with a candidate on it or a slogan of some sort, they're going to make you like turn it inside out. Or
interesting.
Change,
okay. I didn't
know or that. Take it off.
Wow.
So that's something to keep in mind as well. Yeah, and then you just have to make sure that you have a photo ID to vote early or vote on Election Day. So you'll show up to the polling place, have your ID ready. That can be a driver's license with a photo ID. It could also be one that's issued from the state or the federal government, but you have to have photo ID to vote. We go into all of these.
Yes.
Questions, all these reminders at chathammatters.com/vote. And that's where we have our voter guide with those frequently asked questions and then information about all the candidates, all the races on the ballot. So you can get ready to go.
Yeah. I've said it numerous times. You guys do a great job of breaking that all down for everybody. So it's nice and digestible and easy to see and learn, too. Of course, we want people to do their research before they head to the polls. Make sure you look into these candidates and the ones that did participate in the Chatham Matters questionnaires, stuff, all of their answers, everything they stand for, no matter what side of the spectrum you're on, it's completely nonpartisan.
That's right.
You can go to the website, that's chathammatters.com, and of course, we'll post up a link at hits96.com. William, thanks so much for the time. Always fun. I'm glad that you were able to go to and enjoy the Election Commission and see what that's like. That sounds like a great experience, and we appreciate the insight and the heads up, and we'll see you at the polls on November 5th.
Absolutely. Great to go behind the curtain with you today.